Hello, everyone, and welcome into Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck Podcast. I'm Tom Callahan, trying to drop these on you three times a week here, and, well, it's cranking up, so I don't think I'm going to have any shortage of content, as it really looks like the NHL is set to get back to play, and things are going to get rolling. Please follow me on Twitter, at Callahan on Air. And in my Twitter bio, you will find the link to our Talking Puck Discord. We want to grow the community and just to have some fun with it. And we love talking hockey. We'd love you to be a part of it. Just click on the link, join. It's free, and it's a great time. So thank you so much for following. And also, please subscribe to the podcast. Let's get right to it. So it's interesting to me. I love Bill Foley. And it's funny because I do cover Vegas for VegasHockeyNow.com. I'm the editor-in-chief of that site. By far, Bill Foley is the most forthcoming owner in the league. He says things that I have to imagine Gary Bettman probably thinks to himself sometimes whenever Bill Foley speaks, oh, what's he going to say now? Fans, you've got to love it. As a journalist, you got to love it because Foley, he doesn't just let cats out of the bag. He opens it up and dumps it on the ground. Every cat gets out of the bag when he talks. But he's pretty darn accurate. Months ago, he was talking about a February 1st restart date, and everybody went, no, January 1st, but Bill might be right. And I know they're talking mid-January right now, but Bill still might be right. And one other thing, he had an interview on Las Vegas TV, News Channel 8, and let a bunch of cats out of said bag. One of the things no one's talking about, no one, and I guarantee you this is going to blow up in the next week or two. Foley said that he wants not only Vegas to play in Vegas, but he said the Kings, the Sharks, they're not playing in their buildings anytime soon. Look at the San Francisco 49ers. They're finishing out the season in Arizona. That's my addendum, not his. But the Kings and the Sharks, and by extension the Ducks, probably not going to be able to play on their home ice. Foley wants them to play at T-Mobile. It would almost be like a mini bubble situation, but think of all the crazy amount of hotels that Vegas has. They could probably do it. And there's already talk that this season, at least half of the proposed 56 games, if not all of the 56 games, might just end up being played entirely within your division, which is not the end of the world. People are bellyaching about this. Look, I've been in the minors. I've been on teams that have played the same team 12 times in a season. That gets old. But 8 is just about right. It's just about enough to really build the animosity by the time you get to the playoffs. And you know what? I'll be honest with you, it'd probably be way more entertaining of a season with 56 games. Not that teams aren't going to be desperate from the get-go. So I look forward to that. I think that'd be fantastic. And I don't have a problem with it. But now consider T-Mobile Arena could host the Sharks, Ducks, Kings, and Golden Knights. And, of course, Vegas is building rinks left and right. They have the Henderson practice ice. They have their own practice ice. Plus, they have T-Mobile. They could pull it off, especially if there's no fans allowed in any buildings, let alone the California buildings. But they might not be able to play. And that's what I think Foley's looking at, and which is, you know, crazy like a fox because he knows he's going to generate the revenue from it. What about those teams that cannot play in their home arena? And California is one obvious example, but you know there's going to be other states. There have been other teams that have announced they're not going this year. The ECHL lost a couple more clubs last week who opted out of the return. There's just a lot of things going on right now and teams that aren't going to be able to play in their building. And so does that mean even if we don't go with the quote-unquote mini bubble setup, we're going to get it anyway? And at least in the West, we may see this kind of as a really no contest. You don't have an option. You're going to have to go somewhere. And maybe this is just what ends up happening. It's going to be a weird year no matter what. But no one is talking about this. No one is talking about the fact that you have probably a minimum of 3 teams that are going to be orphans and are going to need a place to go. So, I don't know. I'm shocked that it's not really out there more. I think it will be because it could be a logistical nightmare if it is not met head on, because now you've really got to figure out scheduling. And if it is only, and I say only, like it's no big deal for 3 teams to pick up, but if it's only 3 teams that have to pick up and move, that you could get past, you could deal with it. Especially in a place like Vegas where I feel from the beginning somehow they've been planning for this hockey apocalypse and just have the ability to deal with it and the foresight of their planning. It's been pretty impressive. So we'll see. But if that's not the only place, now we're going to have to figure something else out. So I wonder, are there going to be other states that aren't going to allow teams to play? Now, I'm not talking fans. I'm talking play. We'll see. I feel like that's not necessarily going to be the case. We've seen sports be the exception just about everywhere. California may end up being an outlier, but it's still something that'll have to be dealt with. So keep an eye on that as we move ahead. All right, that's it for this Tiny Biscuits. I appreciate you all joining me again. Please subscribe to the podcast if you like it. You pick it up anywhere you get podcasts, whether it's Apple, whether it's Google. We've got a couple other sources as well. If you're having trouble finding a place to subscribe to it, you can always grab the RSS feed off our page. Audioboom.com hosts us. So just search for Talking Puck Podcast and we'll come up. All right, thanks, everybody. Take care. We'll talk to you next time.